Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has filed a lawsuit against the University of Arizona for firing a professor who simply wanted to protect his children. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, I think the irony is rather thick here, Matt, because this University of Arizona former professor was an ethics professor. And then now the university fired him for speaking out publicly at a school board meeting, not related to the University of Arizona, for parental rights because his children attend this school.
Yeah, so he's a professor at the University of Arizona, higher education. And so he's not speaking at the University of Arizona or about the University of Arizona. He goes to a school board and he advocates about these policies, these gender secrecy policies that are taking place within the school district, the public school district, where his children attend school.
But they fired him based on anonymous complaints about his religious speech and advocacy.
Yeah, so
anonymous complaints.
Somebody gave anonymous complaints to the university where he was a professor teaching ethics that he is
you can't make this
engaging
up,
but, in this speech in his own private capacity on behalf of his children at a school board meeting. And so as a result of that, they terminate him.
Yeah, this is Professor Daniel Grossenbach, really, really nice guy, teaching at the school ethics, which I just think you can't make this up, you know. And now we have sued University of Arizona, seeking a permanent injunction that would, we're asking that his position be restored and that his benefits and award damages also be given to him.
Yeah, so in 2023, the Catalina Foothill School District became subject to public controversy over its policies that promoted leaders and teachers, staff there, to secretly solicit sexual information from children, secretly push radical gender ideologies on the students, and intentionally keep that information from parents. Some of the district's secret surveys went as far as asking minor children about their sexual preferences and desires. As parents began to speak out, our lawsuit explains that an email surfaced from a middle school principal containing a list of gender-confused students asking teachers to use pronouns inconsistent with their biological sex and conceal it from parents. Yet obstinate school board members refused to discuss the issue with parents. Grossenbach, who saw that the policies were a gross intrusion upon parental rights, including his parental rights, was compelled by his religious beliefs to form a Save CFSD, which is the Catalina Foothills School District, a nonprofit organization focused on educating parents about school board policies and fundamental rights. Grossenbach stands for the principle that parents have the right to direct the upbringing of their children and believes that departing from God's natural male and female design of human sexuality is a sin.
You know, and I can't believe over and over we have to talk about this. Over and over, parents have to defend the right for common sense and this propaganda not to be pushed down their children's throats.
Yeah. So, you know, as a parent, not as a professor of the university, but as a parent, in 2023, he spoke several times at school board meetings, which was attended by hundreds of concerned parents and delivered 2 3-minute pre-written speeches. He routinely included the disclaimer that he spoke for himself and not for his employer, and expressed without hate, slander, or violence how the district policies violated parental rights. And therefore, someone, maybe somebody on the school board that didn't like him, sent an anonymous complaint to the university.
We had numerous ones, actually.
Yeah, well, they probably solicited all their LGBTQ friends.
Right, right. Went on social media and got...
They probably went out and did a campaign to send these complaints, all anonymous. You know, but his speech is recorded and it's in writing. So you can just look at everything he said. None of it is problematic. The lawsuit that we filed says that the anti-religious zealots turned digital critics coordinated over social media to silence Grossenbach by getting him fired from his job.
You know, I just can't believe that this so-called prestigious university would fire a professor over anonymous complaints.
So much anonymous. For academic freedom.
Yeah, really.
You
ethics.
Know,
he's teaching.
When I was dean of the Liberty University School of Law, within the law schools, of course, what you found was there was no diversity of thought in most law schools. Liberty University was a Christian law school, and so we obviously, people self-selected to come there. Liberty University was unapologetically Christian, and that was the mission. And you go to these other law schools, and you know they were overwhelmingly liberal, had no room for people who had Christian viewpoints or wanted to express pro-life views or traditional human sexuality views, Judeo-Christian views. It was very much monolithic. And yet then they talk about academic freedom. Well, there's no academic freedom there.
Yeah, that's pretty much
their academic freedom stops when they disagree with your message.
Right. It's pretty much the standard at these public universities. And I think University of Arizona apparently is the same. And you have a Christian professor. He's not in there teaching Christianity. He's teaching ethics. But, you know, that also gives a balance from just the other stuff that they're pushing down these students. But you can pretty much, if you send your child to a public university, unfortunately, they're going to get this kind of teaching.
So what happened is, in November 2023, the university informed the professor they're not going to renew his teaching contract. He was an adjunct professor, because they had received funding for a full-time faculty member. Well, that was a ruse, because the university never hired a full-time professor, nor did they offer his ethics course the following spring. In fact, the university posted advertisements soliciting resumes for additional part-time professors meeting Grossenbach's exact skills and experience to teach similar courses he had been teaching for years.
What an excuse.
Yeah, so, you know, they're very sly trying to cover their actual reason and motive, but, you know, this will all come out in the litigation. Grossenbach had good performance and positive reputation reviews. The lawsuit points out that the University of Arizona terminated him after discovering that he was outspoken on his Christian beliefs for change within his local school board to protect his family. I mean, he's there at the school board because his kids attend the school.
He wasn't doing that at the university during his class. This was doing outside the university.
Yeah, he's not. He's not downing the university. He's not doing it in class at the university. He actually said, I'm speaking as a private individual, and my remarks are not on behalf of my university. This is very common practice. He's a parent, for goodness sake. His kids attend the school, and the school is actually pushing this LGBTQ secrecy without informing the parents. This is, Holly, something that we've seen over and over again. Mm-hmm. We just did a program on it just not long ago on this program here about the same thing. The secrecy policy is one that we filed a petition, a brief in support of a petition before the U.S. Supreme Court, where Colorado did the same thing. A Colorado school district did the same thing.
Really makes you wonder, what do they hope to accomplish by that?
Well, you know, it also makes you wonder, how does this ideology move from having this ideology to the point where they think they're so pompous that they're going to promote the ideology of LGBTQ against the parents' wishes, knowing that it's against their wishes, and they're going to hide it from the parents. They're going to lie to the parents. And they're going to create policies that the teachers have to lie to the parents. On the one hand, these kids get dropped off, and they get pushed in this radical gender ideology, and then they hide the information from the parents, and they lie to the parents. I mean, that takes it to another whole level. Mm-hmm. That is very concerning, because these particular situations cannot continue. The University of Arizona, unconstitutionally and in violation of Title VII, violated the law of Professor Daniel Grossenbach, and we are pursuing them now in federal court. But this particular issue of protecting the rights of parents, because this is this is a parental rights issue, and they're retaliating against him because he simply tried to exercise his rights as a parent in a very straightforward manner that did not promote any hatred or violence or anything else, just raising concerns about the district's unconstitutional, frankly dangerous policies.
Right, and also remember that teachers and professors don't shed their constitutional rights to free speech and religious exercise when they work for a university or a public school.
Absolutely. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.